In the parish, we have about 100 people that are going through the preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary over these next 33 days or so. We're now in the 11th day of our preparation. As you know, this is the total consecration to Jesus through Mary as taught by the great St. Louis Marie de Montfort, the great priest of France, who died in the year 1716. He was ordained in the year 1700. He's only a priest for 16 years, but he wrote wonderful books, The True Devotion to Mary, The Love of Eternal Wisdom, The Secret of the Rosary, The Secret of Mary, The Friends of the Cross, and 24,000 verses of poetry. He all did that in 16 years as he was traveling around France fighting the Jansenists and the Manichaeans and the other heretics in France. What did St. Louis de Montfort preach? He preached the love of God, that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, and that we should consecrate ourselves to Jesus, but do it through Mary. His motto was, Totus Tuus, I am all yours, Jesus, through Mary, my Queen and my Mother. This was the spirituality of Pope John Paul II, the great Marian Pope, who now, of course, is blessed John Paul. And this was his spirituality. He read the book True Devotion many times, and he kept it in his back pocket as he worked in the salt mines. And he read a page a day. And this became the spirituality of this great Marian Pope. Pope Benedict XVI, also a great proponent of the true devotion to Mary. The popes have called this the perfect renewal of our baptismal vows and promises. So even if you're not preparing to make the consecration on March 25th, the spirituality is so vital for us and so important. A few years ago, Pope John Paul II wrote a document called Mother of the Redeemer. That was his encyclical on the Blessed Mother. And out of all the saints that were devoted to Our Lady, he only highlighted one spirituality, and that was St. Louis Marie de Montfort. There's so many great Marian saints, St. Bernard, St. Bernardine, so many others, but he said we should get to know St. Louis Marie de Montfort and get to know his spirituality, this idea of total consecration to Jesus through Mary. The Pope said it's the perfect renewal of our baptismal vows and promises. See, when we were baptized, our godparents and parents professed the faith on our behalf, and they rejected Satan on our behalf. But he says, this is when you do this as an adult, where you accept Jesus and reject Satan and renew your baptismal vows and promises through the hands of Mary. And that's why it's called the perfect consecration to Jesus through Mary. So you do this through the Blessed Mother. The first 12 days, you've been reading the Imitation of Christ and the Sermon on the Mount and other prayers. The next 7 days would start Monday, would be 7 days of growing in self-knowledge, and then 7 days growing in knowledge of Our Lady, and 7 days in knowledge of Christ. And that'll bring you to March 25th when you make or renew your consecration to Jesus through Mary. I should also mention that this was the spirituality of St. Thérèse, the little flower, also of St. Maximilian Kolbe, of Matt Talbot. Matt Talbot was a hopeless drunk in the gutters in Dublin, Ireland. Somebody gave him a copy of the book, The True Devotion. He read it, and he was converted. Instead of spending 16 hours a day drunk lying in the gutter, he would spend 16 hours a day before the Blessed Sacrament. That's what this book can do, this true devotion to Our Lady. Mother Teresa, this was her spirituality. All her nuns are taught courses in de Montfort's spirituality as well, all over the world. St. Louis de Montfort, of course, died in 1716, and his book, The True Devotion, that he wrote, he predicted that the devil would try to destroy the book or at least hide the book. And when de Montfort died, his only handwritten copy, his manuscript, was hidden in a box of old books for 126 years. It did not see the light of day until it was accidentally discovered again And that's when, and actually they discovered that the first 80 pages had been ripped off. So the devil did try to destroy this book, and he tried to keep it hidden. So in 1842, it was rediscovered, eventually translated into all the languages of the world, and it became the spirituality of these modern-day saints, like Maximilian Kolbe, Matt Talbot, St. Therese, Mother Teresa, John Paul II, from the Legion of Mary, Frank Duff, the founder, servant of God Alfie Lamb, Venerable Edel Quim, and then so many others as well have been reading and made this consecration. So over the course of the next couple weeks, on occasion, I'll unfold more and more of the spirituality and the beauty of this. But just to summarize it in one sentence, I would say the true devotion is consecrating yourself to the Blessed Mother, who in turn gives you to Jesus. That's basically the heart of it. You entrust yourself to Mary, just like Jesus entrusted himself to Mary for 9 months and allowed her to form and fashion her with the Holy Spirit. Jesus was formed and fashioned in Mary's womb, and so we want to be formed and fashioned into the image and likeness of Christ by the Blessed Mother and by the Holy Spirit. So that is what this is all about. Consecrating ourselves to Jesus through Mary and allowing her and the Holy Spirit to mold us and fashion us and form us more and more into the image and likeness of Christ.